Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Sweat the technique. Now back to the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Tex, are we getting any fantasy experts on before the season starts? We have one right here. Brian talks to us every day. what do you want to ask Brian? Brian's a fantasy expert. He doesn't like PPR. He likes
IDP.
I just
think the scoring is broken for it.
That's what I said. You don't like PPR.
Okay. Yeah. We will have Adam Ronis, though, back on with us in the season. His dub club was fire last year, so look out for that starting in a couple weeks.
Can Brian pull off fire? 713-780-3776. What do you think? Can he pull it off? Do you think he pulled it off? Fire. That's fire.
What's better?
Not,
me saying
not
fire?
His best effort.
What's better? Or I guess what's worse? Me saying fire or me saying spicy for things?
I think fire. You fire, can pull off fire's... spicy. Spicy? Okay. I mean, anybody can say spicy.
All right, I'll stick with spicy.
You have to have a certain level of cool to say fire. I don't use fire.
What are you implying?
You're not cool.
I really set you up.
I'm
for
famously
that.
Not cool either.
I'm not sure you can pull off either one. I mean, you got to have some. You got to have some flair in the young kids' day. Right now, you got to have. I think you got to have some flair to pull off spicy and fire.
No, somebody has a hot take. That's spicy. That's run of the mill.
I think there's a lot of people of a certain generation that were that didn't know it's that the spicy and they definitely wouldn't use it.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
If you got kids, you know what it is.
Yeah,
of a certain age.
I don't know. I mean, spicy. I feel like that's been around forever. That's a spicy take. Oh, that's spicy.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think
hot.
That's that new. I don't think any of my slang is that new.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I'll throw in some new ones from time to time just to make people groan, but it's not really my everyday vocabulary.
Every now and then on TikTok, I'll stumble, like, what is the current, like, modern lingo with, like, kids? And
sure.
It's so stupid.
It is.
Yeah.
It's like 67's big right now.
Yes. I was going to say that. And then Dell.
67?
Yeah, it's like he's a 6 or 7. Like, oh. It's ridiculous.
But then they do like these random, like, what's this plus this to equal this, just so you have to say 67?
I think they were having a play on that.
I haven't heard that one yet.
It's just really weird.
They have stupid, stupid lingo. Like, I want no part of it. Like, for lingo, like, cool modern lingo, for me to use, it needs to be around for like 3 years.
Yeah,
like, it needs to pass the test of time for a little bit. I'm not giving you some 2 month fad word or lingo. Some of it's ridiculous. Remember the slang tight? Yeah, people would say tight like it's cool. Like, that's tight.
That's,
you don't
that's
really use that anymore.
No, that's like 20 years ago at this point, at least.
That's tight. All right, good, bad, ugly from the Astros weekend.
I remember tight more from Breaking Bad.
It's not 67, it's 6-7. All right, I screwed it up. There you go. That's how stupid it is. Not 67,
uncool
it's 6-7. You say 6-7, not 67. There you go. See, I told you. I screwed it up. I'm famously not cool.
Is that
I just
the same
it.
Thing with the math problem where they want you to say that?
Yeah, but 6-7 is different. The math problem turned into like a viral thing about the lingo. It's a little different.
Okay.
Like, it derived from that, but 6-7, they're not making you say anything. That's just they say 6-7. Like, you could be like, Astro, 6-7. You know, and they're okay. They're all
like
right.
Okay. Because, like, Riz is another one.
Riz is a little bit older now for that, but yeah.
And there's another one like Riz, which is abbreviated for kind of like when it's not drip.
It's charisma.
Yes.
Yeah. Riz is charisma.
No, there was another one like that, too, like Riz, but there's another term like that, and I was like, what?
Yeah, there's a bunch of words. Now another text you're saying that 6-7 might mean something else.
did you go on air before checking Urban Dictionary?
Which, me?
Yeah.
No, of course not.
Okay. So, do you know if it has a different meaning then?
Texture just said it has a very different meaning.
So you didn't check Urban Dictionary?
No, I didn't. That was TikTok.
Okay. All right, I'll check it for us. Hold on.
Did I botch it?
I told you
this stuff is stupid. I'm not reading that. 6419, but it's funny. Texture. No, okay, so people are arguing on what 6-7 means. 6-7 is just a filler word, can mean anything. Like, hey, how's your day? 6-7. But I think 6-7 means like decent. I think that means like okay. Like I think it's on a scale of 1 to 10.
Okay.
That's why I've understood it.
And bussin?
You're dropping some old ones.
Am I?
Yeah, bussin's.
I've heard bussin and I didn't know what it meant.
At that point, yeah.
It just means like things are like it's good. Like it's fire.
Like extremely good or yeah. Okay.
Yeah, like it's bussin'. Like this, usually, sometimes I hear it a lot on food reviews. Like this food's bussin'.
Okay.
Yeah. 713-780.
I'm definitely not claiming to be hip cooling now.
Did you do the 6-7 thing?
Yeah, none of the things on Urban Dictionary make any sense. So that just might be because I'm old, but I don't really have anything to report yet.
I think it's I think it depends on who's saying it. It looks like.
Oh, for sure. But I can't find what the texture might have been referencing as a...
Well, there's a couple of thoughts that it might be something else. All right, let's get to the good, bad, and the ugly. 713-780-ESPN. What was your bad and your ugly, Blankers, from this Astros weekend?
I mean, there was plenty of bad and ugly. I mean, Weems and Dubin, to start with. The bullpen as a whole was awful. Was it like 11.31 ERA in the series, 31 earned runs and 24 2/3. The bullpen couldn't get anybody out, so that was awful. Sanchez 0-for-21 at the plate. Trammell, and the fact that he was struggling, and I'm trying to understand if that was a squeeze play or if that was something that he did on his own.
Yeah, they didn't ask Espada because I was very curious about that.
Yeah, that was one to me that I'm sitting there again.
What's
talking
your guess?
To I think he did it on his own.
I do too.
Because if that's a set play, I would think Urias is like sprinting, like he's waiting and then he's going. He seemed like it caught him off guard.
Yeah, it'd be like the suicide squeeze. He's running on the pitch. Safety squeeze. He's like gonna at least read
wait
it.
For contact,
but even then, he's gonna get a secondary lead. Like he's gonna get off the bag, and he was on his heels and had no secondary lead. I think that the way that Urias responded off of it, one of two things happened, in my opinion. Is that Trammell either A, did it on his own, or B, Urias missed a sign. I think based Urias' reaction, it was one of those two
things.
That
is possible. I just felt like he did it on his own. And if he did it on his own, I would have gone down the third baseline. But, I mean, I just thought at that point in time where all you need is either something hard on the, you know, with the infield in, a fly ball or something hard on the ground, I think you win the game. I didn't like it.
I don't hate the idea. If everybody's on the same page, if Urias is on the same page, they win there. No problem. Like, it was a pretty good bunt. But Urias had no reaction off of it, which makes me think either A, he did it on his own, or B, there was a missed sign there. That was tough. What else you got?
The ugliest, obviously almost being no hit and almost having a perfect game thrown against you ain't great with a guy that was 0-6 coming in. You're outscored 24-5 in the series. You had three losses in the homestand where you were outscored 33-1. You know, the fact
is that bad?
Huh?
Is that bad?
It's not great.
Yeah, that's
6-7.
Bad. Yeah. And it's just, you know, when you look at all the different things, I'm trying to think of what else on my notes I had. Outscored 44-17. I have to look at what I had for that. But yeah, the 33-1. And the 24-5 being outscored in a series like that is just awful.
Yeah. The only things I could really add on to that, because I had getting perfect game by a bum, just to piggyback off of yours. Fromber getting lazy on backing up the bases.
Oh, I had that too, yeah.
There was a lot of controversy coming from his sound there. I don't really care.
Especially
what he says
from a guy who criticized the defense not all that recently.
I feel like we put way too much in post-game press conference sound. Like Fromber Valdez was asked... He was asked, did you having little time in the half innings affect you? And he said, yes, it affected me. What's wrong with that? Now, the one later where it was like, you know, should you have been backing up? He accepted blame.
He owned it.
He said, yes, I should have been backing up 100%. I can't control where the ball is going. I can't control where people are being played. But it was 100% my fault. I don't hate what Fromber Valdez said in the postgame. Like, I saw some crazy tweets. Like, oh, he's bashing his teammates.
Yeah,
he's getting free agentitis. Like, I think a lot of that gets lost in translation. He accepted the fault on not backing up the play. I don't think he's throwing his team under the bus. And I think when everybody gets to the ballpark the next day, I think they're all friends. I really don't think it's a big issue. And then it could have all been fine if they win yesterday's game, but they got blown out in a game where Javier has the runs, Dubin gives the runs, and Astros can't score a run yesterday. That's what happened. Yes. Javier had the runs. Dubin gives up all the runs, and the Astros can't score any runs for those in the back.
Is Javier exiting because of the runs confirmed? Because that was my hypothesis, too.
The team said illness.
That's what they keep pushing, because he wasn't available after the game because he was seeing someone about the illness.
Well, I was having this conversation with Joe before the show, and a flu wouldn't come on between pregame and
runs
the third
would.
Inning. Yes,
that
exactly.
Would.
The only thing that would come on between first pitch and the third inning is the bubble guts.
I did notice in the first inning, though, that he looked a little bit unwell. I did notice this. And, I didn't tweet it because it wasn't that big a deal. What if he's not and he just pitches fine? I look stupid. I did, in the first inning, he threw a couple of pitches and he was kind of, sweating a lot. He was taking his hat off. He didn't look normal to me.
Because when he puts it on, it's like he has to, pry it onto his head. So you notice every time he takes his hat off.
And he was, doing, the sigh, the deep breaths. I was like, he doesn't look right to me.
I was just curious about, you have to be essentially dehydrated. You really have to lose a whole lot of juice in your system to be the velo being down it was for him.
90-91.
Yeah, I was concerned about the velo too. Same. Like you, Brian, the minute he left, I'm like, is that a cover? Mm-hmm. Or is there really something wrong again with Christian Javier?
See, whenever I'm watching the game and seeing him sit 90-91, and again, I thought he was unwell even before I saw his velo. I thought he was unwell after the first out, because he took off his hat and had beads of sweat. I was like, that guy looks a little bit, what do they say, pinkish? Or whatever. He looked a little bit different than he normally looks. He didn't look like a reptile. He looked like a reptile close to the grave a little bit. So I was...
What an analogy.
But then when he was throwing 90-91, I'm like, man, is it his elbow? Is that why he kind of looks flustered and is not whatever? I hope that it was illness. I hope that he did have the runs, because it means it's not the elbow. Hopefully he's fine, makes his next start, all of that. There is the Jeremy Pena thing here. Did Pena get him sick? Did they have all hole? It's who knows with the Astros. Hopefully it's an illness. I believe it. Maybe that's me being foolish and naive, but I am buying the story.
The 44-17 I had, you won three of the games. You were outscored over the 6-game homestand 44-17 regardless.
Okay.
That's terrible.
Yeah. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Pete, you're in the Hive with the Bees. What's up, Pete?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, man?
Rough weekend. If there's any good out of any of this, having a seat in the club level on the first base line outfield and watching Jesus Sanchez with those spectacular catches, robbing the Orioles of two more home runs and keeping the score from being a 2-touchdown and a safety lead. The bad, yesterday's outcome, and the ugly, I'll go to that bunt. I don't understand who called that or if Trammell did that on his own. But if Joe Espada had anything to do with that, they need to DFA him. I'm out.
DFA Espada. I can't believe he didn't get asked postgame. That was disappointing to me.
Yeah, I was expecting someone to say something, because and even talking to some of my buddies this morning, they were like, yeah, you noticed that too. I was like, yeah, I didn't know what he was doing up there, because situationally with nobody out, I figured that's a pretty good spot to just put bat to baseball and win the game. And I thought you kind of played right into their hands with that.
Yeah, same. I mean, but if Arias was paying attention, that's a run.
True.
I mean, so it's hard for me to blame. I need to know more. If Espada called it, Arias missed the sign, that it's on Arias. It wasn't a bad bunt. It was up the first base line. First baseman had to make a great play. Now, the infield's in, which is another reason why I think Trammell did it on his own. I don't think it's a spot that a manager calls a bunt. Bases loaded, nobody out, infield in. That's not a spot that you see a bunt. I think Trammell went rogue. I think he did it on his own. But we didn't get any answers, probably because they won. Actually, it's to hit the text on the other side. We'll get to any more bad uglies you have. 713-780-ESPN. It may be a good or two. There was some good. You have any good? Some good.
I got some
good from this abysmal weekend at the Dyke. 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Brand
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
We're going to be out at El Tiempo Cantina on Friday. Looking forward to that. It's going to be fantastic as the summer circuit continues. It's your final chance to register to win our grand prize of the summer, a pair of brand new e-bikes from Power On Electric Bicycle Company. It's a $4,000 value, as you know. For registration, stop by the promo table and say hello with a smile on your face, and then you can get registered to win. If you have registered, you can register again, too, so you can kind of stack the deck.
I didn't know. Okay.
You can stack the, which is like the opposite of the Hunger Games. Like, you didn't want to be in that lottery, but you want to be in this lottery many times.
So, like, every time you make an appearance at a remote?
You have to take that up with the bosses.
Okay.
It's above my pay grade there.
Then I think that the beef would be the online people that just want to keep registering.
Can you register online? I thought you had to go to the promo table.
Oh, I thought you could register online, but I might be wrong.
It says for registration, stop by the promo table at the broadcast. If you have registered before, you can register again. So I think it's a way to bring people out to El Tiempo Cantina on Washington. But we'll be there noon to 6. Cannot wait. Going to be great. How many margaritas will Paulie have, do you think?
Over under
2.
I think he'll have, I was going to put the over under 1.5, so you'll take the over?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a bad number. I think the number's got to be 2.
Because these aren't the Daikin Park sized ones.
Pretty strong.
But I'm not saying they're not strong. But the Daikin Park, they try and give you a lot of...
Is it like the yard?
Yeah. I don't know if it's quite that big, but it's definitely a bigger glass with a lot of ice and things like that. The ones at El Tiempo, period, are strong.
Yeah. They're going to be... it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time on Friday. So come out, see us. El Tiempo Cantina on Washington. 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. This texter says, Branham, you aren't that much older than me. I don't know what that means.
Oh, is that because we were talking about hip terms?
Yeah, but usually you would say, like, you aren't that much younger than me. I don't know what that means. I don't get it. But I am a millennial that identifies as a boomer, famously. Texture says quick glazing is a new term. That's not really that new, but, yeah, it's kind of modern-ish.
It's at least a few years old.
What's glazing mean?
Like, you're kind of kissing their butt
yeah.
in a very PC way.
Over-the-top way, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to use it in a PC way. Glazing's a little bit more than kissing their butt.
Yeah. Glazing refers to kind of an act that we couldn't say on the air.
Mm. Yeah. Key from LA, you guys are saying too many words for the Astros. They got their butts kicked. That's fair. That's a fair one, Key from LA. Trucker Taz, we were in Port Aransas since Thursday, and my kids were driving one another crazy with 6'7". Literally the first time I've heard 6'7". I asked the kids, is it the 6'7" song from Lil Wayne? Coming from my kids, I'm sure it's inappropriate for sure. Love the show. Mine is Branham. Ha ha. Just kidding. Great show. Blankers is still the better half. Truckers do like Blankers. That's true.
That's demographic.
Trucker Taz and Trucker Dre. They're big Blankers guys. Hmm. They do prefer Blankers over Branham, that's for sure. So the truckers.
Truck driver Pookie, too.
Really? Mm-hmm. There you go. You're big in the trucker community.
I guess so.
You're big in the trucker
Wheels
community.
Wheels round and round. Rolling round and trucking.
You're not their kind of guy.
We're going to do what they say can't be done. The 18-wheelers.
Texture ugly. 3 extra base hits in the last 5 games. If these hitting coaches aren't back again next year, this front office isn't serious about winning at all. Or should they fire Snitker and Cintron?
I heard someone bring that up. In the last 24 hours, someone in the media, matter of fact, now that I remember, where brought it up that they suggested that in the off season they should go. I'm not blaming them.
No, I'm not either. They're not having a great offensive season, but they've had a ton of injuries. Their best offensive player has been out forever. Which El Tiempo, says Jason, the one on Washington, El Tiempo Cantina on Washington. Not reading that.
Who did the 6'7" song? Did they say Lil Wayne?
Yeah, I don't know where it came from. Okay. I don't know where it came from. All right, 713-780 ESPN. What were your goods, Blankers, from this miserable weekend at the Dyke?
Hey, Billy Wagner got his number retired, and it was a nice ceremony and all that.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
So that was pretty cool. And he was very emotional about it, and you could tell how much the fan base of Houston and the way the franchise has taken care of him. Kind of went a long way with him. So that was kind of a nice weekend and a nice moment for him and for the organization.
That was a good moment, seeing Billy the Kid up there with the all the greats that have had their number retired. Greatest reliever in Astro history.
Yes. I forget if it was cron.com or the other one, that or just the Chronicle, but someone noticed, one of those two realized, whether they planned it or not, they put Biggio next to Billy Wagner, so you have 713 up there.
I don't think so.
No, they didn't plan that. They're saying, but regardless of whether they planned it or not, it's kind of cool that you up the retired numbers, you got 713 in the rafters.
That is cool.
So that is kind of neat.
That is neat. You go up there, see that.
Jason Alexander.
Now, if you do Billy Spires and Correa, you can get a 281.
Yeah, Billy Spires did wear 28. Yep, he sure did. Yep. And he also punted at Clemson, right?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. I think he's a special teams coach in college football.
I think that sounds right.
At Clemson?
Maybe so. Because what was the other guy from Nebraska that was Darren Erstad?
Yeah, he coached. He coached their baseball team for a little bit.
I was gonna say he's been a coach in both college baseball and pro baseball. I think.
Has he?
I think so. I had Jason Alexander. I mean, I think he deserved to win that game. De Los Santos, 2 days in a row, a guy you basically kind of pulled off the scrap heap in a minor league trade, and they called his number, and you know, in two separate instances, he gave you everything he had. Two innings in the win on Saturday, and really lucked out by not having to throw a lot of pitches. But I give him credit. King and Abreu, the one time we saw them. And then you got to say that Sanchez's defense, he did save them 7 runs, or it could have been multiple touchdowns that they lost by.
It's crazy that he robbed 2 home runs that would have accumulated 7 more runs, and it was still 12-0.
Yep.
It's insane. I thought Fromber pitched good. I thought Fromber pitched well.
Curveball was back.
His curveball was good, looked effective. I thought Fromber pitched well. I know we were like poo-pooing that Fromber outing because of what he said afterwards, and he didn't back up the play. Pitching-wise, I thought he pitched well. And then the only other ones that I have to add, the Myers is close to rehab games. Jordan's going to be a hook tomorrow. That's good. We'll discuss that a little bit later.
We're chilling right now. Stay in La Playa right now.
There are playas in Corpus. Yeah. I mean, if he really wants to go to La Playa, he can go to South Padre. That's not too far from Corpus. So, yeah. Interesting. What'd you have, Brian? Any goods?
You guys mentioned. I mean, Jason Alexander was great. That changeup continues to be, just nasty. Guys were flailing at it all game long. I also wanted to mention, because my other thing was Jesus Sanchez, so it kind of covers what you guys have talked about. But besides Jason Alexander's pitching, he had that nice play where they got the Orioles had a triple, had a guy on third, and they hit a comebacker to him, and he looked the guy back and eventually got him in a rundown, and a run didn't score that inning. So his defense, I mean, pitchers and their defense has been sometimes a concern with the Astros, but Alexander saved a run with his defense after allowing a triple.
Summer George. Astros today in Detroit, they have a weird start. Peña, Correa, Altuve, Sanchez, Walker, Caratini, Yaina, Cam Smith, Melton. I made the internet mad yesterday talking about Cam Smith. Kyle Tucker got booed yesterday. He hit a ground ball to first, didn't leave the box. Boo, Kyle Tucker. And I quote tweeted it. I said that trade has turned from a win-win to a lose-lose because I'm sarcastic and I make jokes. And
God.
The internet is so
mad. I bet
mad
they
at me.
Did.
How could you call that a trade a loss? The Astros won that trade just because Cam's in a slump and Esoc is hurt and Hayden Wesneski's hurt. That's not a loss for the Astros. People earn it. Like, this Eric Blair guy. This Eric Blair guy is like, he's reading me the Riot Act on Twitter. They
I could
zero
see them being
feel.
Fired up, but he was intense about it.
Oh, my God. He was calling me names, me an ape. He called me an ape.
People
unbelievable.
An ape?
He called me an ape. People have zero feel. And
people
like, I
can't
get
read
the
tone on the internet.
And I get it. Like, that's hard to do. That's hard to do. But, like, I'm a notorious smart aleck. Like, I don't think that trade is a loss. Now, last 2 months, that trade has done nothing for either side. Kyle Tucker has been in a terrible slump for 2 months. Cam Smith has been in a terrible slump for 2 months. Hayden Wesneski was done really when the season started, and Esoc's been out for a month.
He's on a bike.
So, like, recently, nobody's producing from that trade. Do I like the trade? I've liked the trade from day one. Relax. Have a sense of humor. And it was obviously just talking about Tucker, really, and people lost their minds. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Willie, we have some shots over the bow. Chuck talked a little bit about Willie early last week, maybe in the middle of last week. Willie called us on Friday, said he didn't appreciate what Chuck had to say. So Chuck is now firing back at Willie. He's on the HRNP listener line. Chuck, what kind of punches are you throwing?
I just want to know what these sensitive people have in this world that are so worried about Shedeur Sanders not getting a meal.
I don't think
40 years ago it might have been some. I don't even know what the hell he said. All I heard is y'all were talking about me when I came back, and I was like, you know, what the hell?
No, it wasn't about Shedeur. I think you might have like criticized one of his baseball takes, and he thought that you weren't being a gentleman.
What was his baseball take that I criticized?
I don't
remember. Because I'm quite sure I'm right and he's wrong.
Well, okay. I would assume that you would have that take.
My takes are gold.
They are gold.
I don't speak often and I don't speak a lot. And when I do speak, I know what the hell I'm talking about.
And we listen.
So, I mean, you know, it's like.
Hey, have you ever had to go and watch us or listen to us on a podcast? Chuck?
No.
See, because if you did, you could go back and do the research and then come back and tell us why he got mad, and then you could rebuttal.
It was Friday. Chuck, do you think Willie knows ball?
No.
Okay. All right. We'll leave it there.
He's a crybaby. I think Israel's a crybaby.
All right.
I think they're all crybabies that are worried about these guys getting food in their mouth.
Wait, you think they'll Israel's a crybaby?
Everything's so funny. Oh, God. Israel couldn't even say Larry Bird was good.
That's true.
Are you kidding me?
He said he was a
bum. He don't know ball.
That's a good point.
He doesn't know ball. Bad. Chuck,
appreciate it, Chuck. Appreciate the call. Huh. We'll see if Willie calls back, 713-780-3776.
Well, I didn't say that, but that's what I meant.
Well played, bro.
Chuck mentioned Israel, and Israel was waiting on hold while Chuck mentioned Israel, so we'll see where this goes. 713-780-3776. What's up, Israel?
Yeah, I didn't even know what Chuck said about me. Maybe I missed it.
He said that he said that you don't know ball because you thought Larry Bird was a bum.
I never said that. I said Larry was the last American white guy to play, and that's just a fact. The other guys from overseas, this is a fact. And that's been in the 80s. Can't name yet.
I think you said he was overrated.
Cam.
Yeah.
But Cam, 253. Hold on, 253.
Oh,
outbagging every outfielder that they have. Every one. He's not slumping. But Walker, 238. He is outbagging the vets. And not only that, they put him in a new position with no errors. What are y'all talking about?
Cam, here, Israel, here's what I'm talking about.
Besides Myers, batting better than Sanchez, all of them. He is not slumping. And with the Flacco, I never said that Shador was gonna start over Flacco.
Yeah.
And with McKinney with the pick and the turnover.
Yeah.
Shador second now.
Israel, real quick. Let me ask you something real quick.
Hold on.
He can finish the Shador play.
How are we gonna start for them?
Okay.
All right.
Would you consider a 162 batting average in the last 130 plate appearances, which spans 2 months, a slump?
Well, listen, it's the year.
It's a yes or no question, Israel. Israel, give you one more shot. Israel, one more shot. One more shot, Israel. One more shot. 130 plate appearances, 162 batting average, 19 for his last 117 over 33 games. All right, that's goodbye, Israel. That's a goodbye on Israel.
If the batting gloves fit, you must acquit Cam Smith, I'm telling you.
We all like Cam. We think Cam's going to be very good. We think Cam's hit a rookie wall. We think that the Major League Baseball has adjusted, and he's had a little bit of trouble adjusting back, making the counterpunch. But if you can't admit that Cam Smith's in a slump for the last 2 months, then I can't take you seriously. 130 plate appearances. He's 19 for his last 117. He's hitting .162 since July 5th. He's got an OPS of .444, Israel. You have to at least admit that Cam Smith is in a slump.
He's 100% in a slump.
It's a fact.
Looked at different dates, but I've been using July 1st just to make it kind of around.
Well, he was hot around then.
Yeah, but even using that when he was hotter, he's hitting .210 since July 1st. So, you know, over a month and a half, .210 is a slump.
Yeah, he had
his OPS in that time, 547. 547 is a slump.
He got it up. He had his average up to .292, .805 OPS after July 4th. It's down to .252, .693. Yeah. It's his batting average has dumped 40 points. His OPS has dumped over 100 points. We got to admit that he's in a slump. Like, we can say whatever we want about Cam. And you're right, Israel, about, like, the rookie and rookie wall and learning a new position. And he's playing more games than he's ever played in his life. And that is tough, difficult. And he still had a good rookie season. Those parts are true. But Cam Smith is in a slump. F-A-C-T. Fact. It's a fact.
I'm just glad you got the spelling right.
I know. I was a little worried. I got to about the C, and I was like, eh.
Yeah, I was a little worried. Right. Before we go, this caller, Joe, just popped in. Apparently, Council has announced they're going to bench Kyle Tucker for 2 or 3 games.
No way.
Yep.
Bench him for not running it out, or just bench him because he's slumping?
Maybe all of the above, but that's what Joe just said.
Interesting. We got our resident Cubs insider over in his Cubby. 713-780-ESPN. So Chuck, moments ago, called in to rebuttal Willie. Willie said he didn't appreciate something that Chuck did last week. Willie now is on the line. 713-780-3776. Willie, you're in the hive. The floor is yours.
Thank you. And that joke about my eye, 3.5.
Oh, man.
Attaboy, yeah. Willie. What a good sport you are.
Okay, to get to Chuck. Now, Chuck, all he ever do is call when one of the black callers call and complain about him. He never had his own take. He's just a sucker. I don't know for a fact that he's gay, but he sound like it. Thank you.
Sheesh. Willie coming in hot.
There were shots fired, and then there was just a bomb drop.
Wow.
It's from way downtown. Bang.
Willie, it's 2025.
Would you call that? What'd you call it? Glazing? Glossing?
Not quite the right usage of that word. But,
man, where did that come from?
I didn't say that, but that's what I meant.
Did you hear what he said, Brian? You were fielding a call.
No, I was fielding a call.
Oh,
I did not
Brian.
Hear. I'll go back and listen.
He called. He said he doesn't know. I'll just tell you. He said
so
he
I didn't. I didn't need to dump it.
I don't need to dump.
You might want to save it.
No, it wasn't a dump. But he said he doesn't know if Chuck is gay, but he sounds like it. That was a quote from Willie, not my words.
Yeah, that is. Jeez. I don't know if it'll get you canceled, but in 2025, it's possible.
It might.
It might. It might.
You can't spell Willie without two eyes. 713-780-ESPN.
Oh, my goodness. You've been working on that one.
I just came to me.
You've been saving that
no,
one.
No, I didn't. It came to me after you dropped the 3.5. Like, I got to do better. I got to do better. All right, let's go back out to the HRMP listener line.
I was
going
to ask if you did you see who was on hold.
Rob?
It was Willie.
Hey, guys.
Oh, I saw
appreciate
that.
You taking my call. Hey, I just wanted to have a comment on Cam and support your feelings on it. I think right now, if Yordan or Jake Myers was back and the playoffs started tomorrow, Cam Smith is not in the playoff lineup.
Okay.
So I gotta figure it out. Got to put him on the bench at some point.
Okay. All right. Appreciate the call, Rob. In the lineup or on the roster, I think is the question.
Yeah,
here.
I was wondering if he was going to say shouldn't be on the playoff roster.
See, I didn't want to go here yesterday. But with Cam's struggles, if Yordan comes back probably next Monday, Dana told the flagship that he's going to play tomorrow in Corpus, day off. They want to play him on a back-to-back. Robert Ford asked him, is there any chance he could be here for the back end of this road trip in Baltimore? He's like, it's possible, but it seems like they're kind of, okay. Next, actually, I think the homestand starts next Tuesday. I think they have Monday off next week. I think it starts next Tuesday. So I think that they're looking at that date as Yordan's date. And then Myers is going to start playing in some rehab games. So you're going to have to demote or DFA some of these players. And there's some guys that are obviously better options than Cam. Melton is a guy who's like getting some work, and I think he likes his defense. Tramiel hasn't been hitting as well the last couple of weeks. So there are some options. But I wonder if they toy with the idea of sending Cam down to AAA for the last couple of weeks of the year. And if you do that, like, he can get every day at bats, all of that, sees lesser pitching, can work on his swing, all of that. You can also buy back the 6 year of club control, the extra year of club control. Because if you're down for, like, 2 weeks at any point, really, if you're the first 6 years in the bigs, because you're accruing service time. So if you're down for, like, a period of 2 weeks, it's some roughly 2 weeks, you get the extra year of club control. So they could.
I didn't know that.
Because that was my big thing at the start of the year. Yeah. Start Cam Smith off in the minors, wait about a month, call him up, and then you get that extra year of club control. If they do that at any point in the first 6 years of his career, and now could be a natural time to do that because he is slumping, they could get that additional year.
I didn't realize you could get
it back. So I wonder if that is something they've kicked around at all. I doubt that it is. It's kind of why I was hesitant to bring it up. But I wonder if they've talked about it at all.
That's interesting. I did not know.
Yeah,
because
it's not. It's not. It's service time.
Yeah.
It's the amount of days you spend with the big league team. And while you're on the injured list, by the way, it counts as well. So like Eric Geddy, while he was on the injured list because it was the major league injured list, he was accruing days. Zach DiCenzo is accruing days. So if he could go to the minors for 2 weeks, you could add that extra year of club control. So if he's slumping, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you do that?
That is interesting.
If you get Yordan back, you get Jake Myers back.
Because he's not in the lineup every day.
Cam, you go to Sugar Land for 2 weeks, and then you're back up with us. And then, we're going to get the extra year of club control in the process there, too. Just a thought. Just a thought.
It's just a problem that everybody else seems to be slumping right now, too, in the outfield to for the guys that you would replace him with.
Right. That's why I mentioned that Yordan and Myers are back. Because Yordan gets all the DH spots, which means Altuve is going to play second, which means maybe that opens up Dubon for one of the outfield spots against lefties. And then when Myers comes back, he's going to get all your center field starts. So I just wonder if they've thought about it. Just wonder.
Did you see some of the tweets that they were basically writing a swan song for Chaz?
Who?
People on the internet yesterday were like, the fact that because he wasn't hitting, and then after he pitched, he tipped his cap. And I want to say it was either Rome or McTaggart even acknowledged it to some point, not saying that they thought it was going to happen. But people were like writing a swan song for Chaz. It was just because he pitched and he only played in one game over the weekend.
Was it a joke?
I don't think it was. But again, you can't find
mean swan song? Like they're going to DFA?
Yeah, like this. He was close to the end with the Astros. He ain't going anywhere now.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
I'm going to try to find it.
713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. Just tuned in. Thought you were talking about Tucker. Just give Israel his own show. I don't know if we want to give Israel his own show. Texter, I rest my case. Chuck, some... blah, blah, blah. Willie Michael drop. I don't know what he said Michael for. Willie just gained this Whitey's respect. I don't know why you brought the Whitey into things. Key from L.A., hope you guys have security at the listener party.
You got to win to get in.
I don't think Israel will be there.
I don't think Chuck will be there. Yeah.
I don't think Willie. We'll call Willie an Uber. Willie's the only caller with intelligence on the show. What? He might be drinking. It's St. Arnold.
That's what you meant, yeah.
He might be. We want to make sure he's home safely. They should bring Cam's mom to the clubhouse to break the news that Cam's being sent down to Sugar Land. Man, that seemed wildly hostile for disagreeing with takes. I will continue to answer stupid callers. Ask Joel. I have been calling for years.
Who?
I think that was Chuck. Oh. It's hard to know because they put their name on.
Yeah, Chuck has definitely been calling for years.
Willie and Chuck duel it out at the listener party. Only hearing their voices, who do you think would win that fight?
Chuck.
I would think Chuck. Yeah. Yeah, but Willie doesn't stoop himself up to physical violence.
No.
All right, let's go back out to the HRMP listener line. Philip from the Woodlands, you're in the Hive. What's up?
Hey, guys. Just want to shift to some happier thoughts. just curious what you guys think. If everybody's back in time for the playoffs and healthy, what would your ideal lineup be?
Okay. Appreciate it, Philip. You want to knock it out?
My ideal lineup if everybody's healthy?
Yeah.
Just who's playing where or batting order?
I should go position. Batting order is kind of, you have to look at it a little bit.
I would say, boy, the catcher thing's interesting because Caratini's, but Yiner's been hot. So I'll say Yiner behind the plate, Walker at first, Altuve at second, Pena at short, Gray at third. Paredes is interesting, too.
I know.
Because
it's tough.
Yeah. Like, you, who's playing? I mean, I could play Yordan in left, and Paredes could designated hit. Jake's in center, and then right field is probably Sanchez.
Yeah, I mean, it matters who's lefty, who's righty. Like, who are you facing? Like, you wouldn't use Sanchez starting against a lefty.
Right.
So it kind of depends on that. But if you just went, like, vanilla, like this is the majority of the lineup most days or whatever while you're in the playoffs. I would have Yiner behind the dish. I would have Walker at first. You went Altuve at second?
I did.
Yeah, I guess you would go Altuve at second. Pena at short. It's interesting that if they would go Altuve at second with Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez pitching back-to-back days. But, yeah, I think they would. Correa at third. If Isak is back, he's got to be your DH.
Yeah, he has to.
He has to be. Yeah. So Yordan would be your left fielder. Myers in center. And if you're facing a righty, Sanchez and right. If you're facing a lefty, maybe Cam and right.
Yeah.
That sounds so right. What we're saying is against right-handed hitters, Cam isn't playing.
No. And he might not play against righties. Like,
just like you're saying the opposite for Sanchez. Because Sanchez.
Yeah, and if lefties are there, right. I mean, they Chaz hits right. lefties well. So although you wouldn't want his arm in right.
I wouldn't hate sending Cam Smith down for 2 weeks in September 1st. Wouldn't hate it.
I don't hate the idea.
Get right. Get every day at bats, face less quality pitching, buy the extra year of club control back.
Get your confidence back.
I'm a fan of sending Cam Smith down. I'm a fan of sending – now, not yet. Not yet. At least when Yordan gets back and then probably when Myers comes back. That's when I'm doing it. September 1st, around there is when I would do it. I would send Cam down. Could you imagine if I put that on the internet right now?
Ooh, try it.
Okay, what, I will.
Yeah, what if you've been afraid of stirring up some controversy?
All right, I'll do it. 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. So, things going on around the NFL today, by the way. A couple of quarterbacks are back. One's getting the start. There's a Packer in the top 100. We'll kick around that stuff. 713-780-3776. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5. Houston, the Walmart you thought you knew is now new. Who knew? Did you know that Walmart has more than a half a billion items online? Find a huge selection online you can't find in stores at Walmart.com. We've been ordering online from Walmart for quite some time now. Branham family has. It's wonderful for us. We love it. We don't love going out to do our shopping. We don't like to deal with the crowds. We don't have a ton of time. We have little kids. So that makes it tough. We have a family of four, and we love to order online at Walmart.com. Don't have to mess with the crowd. Don't have to turn off the game. And we get all our groceries quick without leaving the house. I know what you're saying. People were saying it earlier. Oh, it's too expensive. Online grocery shopping costs more. That's not true. At Walmart, grocery prices are the same for delivery as they are in store. And because it's Walmart, you know the prices are low. Another thing I love about it, they're fast. Walmart can deliver in as fast as an hour. Going online at Walmart.com, ordering the groceries, a lot of times, you know, most of the time, is faster than me actually going to the grocery store and getting the groceries I need, plus all the time you're saving by not going. They're going to save you time. Use Express Delivery to get all the eligible things you need from Walmart, from groceries to home goods. You need to do a little laundry. They got even prescriptions. Walmart is changing the game when it comes to feeding your family, hosting a tailgate, throwing a party. Think Walmart for all your grocery needs. Start that order today at Walmart.com.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I think I'm about to get roasted on the internet. When Yordan and Myers come back, I'd send Cam Smith to Sugarland if he's still struggling. Give him everyday at-bats against less quality pitching to get him right slash get his confidence back. If he's there long enough, the Astros could keep him under a year of service time. There's to accrue a year of service time, you need 172 days in a season. Each major league season consists of 187 days. So you'd have to keep him there for 16 days. 2.5 weeks.
Doable?
Yeah, it's doable. I mean, even if you do it September 1st, it's doable.
When's the Sugarland season over?
I don't know. But he wouldn't be on the big league roster, so it wouldn't matter.
Okay.
But that does defeat the purpose of him getting everyday bats.
Yeah, it gets in it.
I don't know when their season's. Mid-September, maybe? Like, I think it still goes pretty deep into September.
Yeah, I don't know where they are in the standings, like, because I would assume that normally in years past they would make the playoffs.
Flex. Oh, you're flexing on behalf of the Spacers. No, you're right. The last game of the regular season. Why is this pulling up September of 2024? I don't want September of 2024. I want September of 2025. Get your website proper, Spacers. The last regular season game is the 21st of September. So, like, there's plenty of time. Yep. You can do it September 1st. That's 3 weeks. That would manipulate his service time. It would give you the extra week, and he would have – I mean, you're not keeping him there for all 21 games unless he struggles there. But, no, I would do this. It's a sincere take, but I'm about to get roasted on the internet. Israel's roasting me right now, in fact. He says, you sound like a clown. Dana's not sending him down, and he called me goofy. Israel.
Yes, Mom.
713-780-ESPN. Apparently, Keith wants to give me crap on the HRP listener. I'm catching on all ends. I'm getting on the text line. I'm getting on Twitter. I'm getting on the HRP listener line. Keith, you're in the hive with the bees.
Well, can I blow? Well, this is Keith, a.k.a. Houston Concrete Artist on TikTok, Houston Concrete Artist on YouTube, and we are, I mean, we're just out here doing beautiful things in the city. How are you, Mr. Branham?
You're giving yourself a cheap plug.
All right, that was a free plug. Come on now.
I kind of respect it.
Tickets to the listener party, so, I mean, I am part of the crew.
What's up? What do you want to give me grief over?
Nothing. I mean, well, it's not much nothing, but, I mean, the Astros, it's going to be a struggle to win this year. But I think maybe they're going to pop something golden. We'll see. But, you know, I'm like you guys. It's so iffy. Texans, they look so good in the opening drive. Let's hope
Keith,
that continues.
Keith, hold on, Keith. Hold on, Keith. Hold on, Keith. Keith, 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 Keith. Our board right here says that you wanted to give me crap. If this is the crap you're giving me, it ain't good enough. You got to come stronger, baby.
Plus with a free promo.
Well, hey, I had to slide that in there, Jeremy, and hey, we got free promos, so let me shout out my number, 281.
No. We can't give you free advertisement, Keith. You have to pay $10-$15 for that. Come on.
I dumped the phone number.
Keith called in, said our board right now, what it said, wants to give Jeremy crap.
It sure did.
What was that?
That's what he told me.
What was that?
That's what he told me.
That's car wreck of the day, early nominee, Keith. Love you, brother. I appreciate the effort. And if you're going to call our screener and say you're going to give me crap, you got to come strong. You got to come like Israel does. You call me a clown and with a word in front of it.
Yeah, there was a bomb in front of it.
He dropped the emoji to really put a lot of emphasis on the clown.
He
called me goofy.
Emojis.
You got to come stronger than that, my man. Texter says, hey, guys, love the show. Israel is a bum. We're not going to read those texts. We're not going to read bad texts about Israel. We don't do that. We don't like listener-on-listener crime or hey.
Yeah, clearly listen to the last hour.
Yeah, exactly. Never happens.
We don't think that. 713-780-ESPN. Texter says Joe George thinks Tyson Bagent has a chance of being the starter. Certainly he doesn't believe that.
Just you, Joe.
He doesn't believe that, does he?
No, there's no way.
Is he still down the yellow?
Yeah, hold on.
Texture, a lot of people think Jackson Dart will start at the end of the year. I think Jackson Dart's going to start by the midpoint of the year.
I think, yeah, maybe sooner than midpoint of the year. And Russ is now going to be the starter for just until if they start losing it all. And once they start losing it all, then he's definitely out, and the Giants quarterback of the future takes over.
Yeah, Texture says that you think that Bagent has a chance to start, Joe. Can you confirm or deny this?
I said that if he was traded elsewhere, yeah, he could start.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
that's not terrible.
Yeah, that's not replacing your boy.
For the Bears?
Yeah, no. That's not replacing Silvernails.
Yeah, well, I mean, the text we read, it had zero context.
No.
It says
no.
Joe thinks that Bagent could start.
Yeah, he could start for the Browns. Thanks for watching my show last night.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah, for the Browns.
Saints?
Saints, definitely sure. The Saints. Like, he could be a starter on a couple teams.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
That's kind of my take with Davis Mills isn't quite that. My take with Davis Mills is I think he's a top 40 quarterback in the world.
And if you don't believe that about Bagent, by the way, his dad will arm wrestle your ass.
Yeah, he'll crush you.
Yes, he will.
Yeah, I think that's fair. If Mills is top 40, Bagent's probably right on the outside just because he hasn't played as many
games. I said Bagent. Bagent.
Okay. I always say Bagent, too. I didn't know.
Honestly, I might be wrong. I don't know.
No, you're probably right.
At least you're the Chicago guy.
No, I kind of liked what I saw from him a little bit last year. He's got a little athleticism and sling it.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, bye.
Listen to Joe coming up at 6 o'clock. Today I got bumped, by the way. Joe, I'm Joe's sidekick on the juice box, ice box. He bumped our show an hour. Never even told me. Never even told me about that.
Disgraceful.
Texture, I thought I could be wrong, but I thought there was a specific day a player has to be on the roster to be eligible for playoffs, September something. You have to have appeared on what is it? You have to have appeared in a game by September 1st.
September 1st.
I don't think you have to be on a roster. It might be the 40 man. There is something like that. I think you've had to either A, been on the big league club by September 1st, maybe even appear in a game, and you have to be on the 40 man. But Cam would have checked.
He's
both
already
of those
qualified.
Boxes.
Yeah.
You could send Cam down to the minors in September and still be on the playoff roster. There's no issue there. It's guys have to be up by September 1st, either on the 40 man or playing a game. But there is something like that. You're right. But it would not apply to Cam. Israel saying you must be taking those pills, Branham. What do you know about my personal life? I like your idea, but what if Cam does great before you send him down? Do you keep him up? Yes. If Cam figures it out over the next 2 weeks, you're not sending him down. He would need to continue to struggle. I wouldn't do it until both of those guys are back, Jordan and Myers.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say 2 weeks, right? Because Myers is about to go out on rehabs. Let's call it 2 weeks. If Cam struggles over the next 2 weeks between now and let's call it the end of August, then I would send Cam down. When Myers and Jordan are both
like I
back.
Said, I learned and something no today. I was not aware of the fact that you could actually reverse that by doing that. And I'd be open to that if, again, the biggest thing is, like you said, there's twofold. You got to get those two guys back, and Cam has to continue to struggle. We've talked about the wall, but as much as you want to make fun of Tucker because he's not here and he's failing for the Cubs, the numbers are pretty similar between him and Camp Smith over the same time period. So you've got to be concerned about it if you're the Astros.
Yeah. All right, Joe Flacco named QB1 in Cleveland. Not a great day for the shooter. Sanders was going to start opening day. He also is dealing with an oblique.
Right.
Adam Schefter was reporting today they could keep four quarterbacks on their 53, which, okay, like we thought that too. And then Matthew Stafford is back in practice. He's been I actually texted Brendan Riley today for reasons I will not disclose. And I asked him about Stafford, and his response to me when I asked him about Stafford was, I think he could be done. And then it came out an hour later that he returned to practice.
Yeah, I saw him, and then McVay was like,
you just made the list. Yeah,
clowning around with him at practice, and that he went through the full practice. So it seems like he's going to be fine, which I think we all thought, the three of us at least, thought he'd be ready for week one. I wasn't, like, a lot of people are like, oh, maybe he'll miss the Texans game. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see what happens. McVay said he was like at a 1 on a scale of 1 to 10 about it, worried about Stafford. So maybe that was much ado about nothing. And then a Green Bay Packer on the NFL Top 100 list, Blankers, Xavier McKinney, making his top 100 debut. He comes in at number 30.
He's pretty good. And I think the fact that the Packers have been pretty bad about, over the history of the last couple of decades, even going back to prior to Gutekunst, when Ted Thompson was the GM, they don't like to dip into free agency and definitely don't like giving up big money. It's similar to kind of the way the Astros philosophy is, but they picked him up from the Giants. He has been a stud for them.
A.J. Brown, number 29.
That's your guy.
In the NFL top 100. He's number 29, caught 67 passes last year. 67 passes get you number 29 around here, I guess. Players don't know ball. I'm kidding. Kidding mostly. 713-780-ESPN. So CJ Stroud was wearing a Seattle Mariners hat to the game. It took some heat for this. What are the most anti-Houston things Houston athletes have done? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. A Houston thing that you could do for a little rest and relaxation is get out to Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. Escape the anxiety. Escape the stress. Escape the rat race. And have a great time at Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. From the open green spaces, beautiful, beautiful majestic trees, some wildlife you don't even see in the city, and some of the best fishing you're going to find in Texas, whether it's on one of their two creeks, their catch and release pond in the middle of their property, great for the kiddos as well. You can't beat it. Escape the city. Enjoy the outdoors. It's only 90 minutes from Houston, too. Yeah, you're not going to travel all day getting to your destination. You're not going to travel all day getting to your peaceful spot. You're going to escape the city without traveling too far at Two Creeks Crossing Resort. Hike on their 92 acres of property. Do some kayaking. Play some pickleball. Hang out by the pool with a drink. They're building a lazy river. That's going to be coming soon. And they're always looking to take care of their visitors. We were out there a few months ago. Food trucks both nights we were there. Live music on a Saturday. We stayed in the treehouse. The kids loved it. They got trees going through the house. It was really cool. But they also have glamping there. They have cabins. You can pull up the RV. They have the perfect stay for everybody. So book that stay now, twocreekscrossingresort.com. That's twocreekscrossingresort.com.